GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Los Angeles police saying that a driver intentionally rammed into a crowd outside a popular club in East Hollywood early this morning. 30 people injured, 20 hospitalized. ABC's Melissa Adan at the scene.
What we've learned about that driver was that essentially he, when he crashed in, the group of people, bystanders, took him out of that car, started attacking him, and then that driver suffered a gunshot wound. So someone took out a gun on him.
The driver facing a charge of assault with a deadly weapon. Meanwhile, authorities are looking for the shooter. Flooding or dangerous heat along with severe storms targeting the Midwest and Northeast into the evening today. President Trump suing the Wall Street Journal for defamation, filing a $10 billion lawsuit over a letter the paper says Trump allegedly sent to Jeffrey Epstein for his 50th birthday. The Justice Department is also asking a federal judge to release grand jury transcripts in Epstein's case. This is ABC News. A man died of his injuries in New York after an accident involving a common medical device.
Police on Long Island were called to an MRI facility Wednesday in a report that someone had entered an MRI room while the scan was in progress. Authorities say that man was wearing a large metallic chain, which drew him into a machine. He was rushed to a hospital in critical condition, but died of his injuries one day later. MRI machines use a strong magnetic field to produce their images. Patients are advised to remove any metal objects before getting scanned. That facility declined comment to ABC News. Brian Clark, ABC News, New York.
Families who lost children in the May 2022 Robb Elementary School shooting in Uvalde, Texas, are taking a video game company to court in a new wrongful death lawsuit. The families claim Activision, which makes Call of Duty, and Meta, which owns Instagram, bear responsibility for promoting products used by the gunman in the 2022 shooting. A judge in L.A. is to decide whether the lawsuit can move forward. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers shut out the Dodgers.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers with a 2-0 shutout of the Dodgers last night in Los Angeles. William Contreras behind the plate. 23-year-old right-hander Quinn Priester on the mound kept the Dodgers batters guessing. Just how good of a performance? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, he was as good as I've seen him. You know what I mean? And we were going to take him out for Ohtani. And I just felt like he deserved it. He's got 6 innings of shutout going, and I felt like he deserved it, and he would grow a lot from doing this.
Right fielder Sal Frelick is on the 10-day injury list with a grade 1 strained left hamstring. Isaac Collins filled in, got on base in the 5th, and scored the Brewers' first run on a double by Caleb Durbin. Then in the 7th, Durbin with a solo shot to deep center sailed over the wall at 410 feet to make it 2-0 Milwaukee. The Brewers have now won 8 in a row. Game 2 against the Dodgers coming up tonight with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, isolated storms, lows within a few degrees of 60. Could be a little hazy from smoke tomorrow, otherwise mostly sunny, high upper 70s. Nice day Monday, mostly sunny and a high around 80. Storm chances Tuesday, Wednesday, currently at 75 degrees.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are back from our road trip across Wisconsin, back to recap all of the weekend news. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. We are live here in Hayward, Wisconsin, coming to you live from the lot. We are broadcasting, as I said, live until 11 o'clock this morning. We got Calvin back at Radio Park running the board. You can always join us. You can call or text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, our third and final day on the road with Todd Alba.
Oh, yeah.
Little sad.
Little sad, you know, but it's been a wonderful, wonderful. We have seen just so much, as they say in a movie once, the gorgeousity of Wisconsin.
I believe that's the official term. Yes, the gorgeousity. We're going to talk a little bit towards the end of the show about all the things we've seen on our road trip here through Wisconsin. We stopped first in Oshkosh, and then we broadcast yesterday from Park Falls, and today we are in Hayward.
We were in Butternut yesterday.
We broadcast from Park Falls.
Oh.
We stayed in Butternut. It's confusing. Or am I wrong, Todd Alba? The other way around.
You see, here's the thing, folks, is I knew I was right, but I am so Wisconsin, I'm like, you know what, I'll just let it go.
Just let her take it. Yeah. Just let her say she's right. Okay. we're going to get to Dan Schaefer, our political editor, just a moment. And, of course, he is the creator of the Recombobulation Area. But it is Free Ticket Friday, my friends.
Yes.
So here's what we need you to do. Grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word park, P-A-R-K. The word to text in right now via the Civic Media app is park, P-A-R-K. You have until 11 o'clock, and then you're in the running for a four-pack of really nice club-level seats to see the Brewers when they host Chicago on Monday, July 28th. So right now, grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word PARK, P-A-R-K, and you have until 11 o'clock. There will be another word for you during Tom Hartman from 11 to 2. And then Todd Alba here going to be broadcasting as well from the lot here in Hayward. Todd will have a new word for you from 2 to 4. And then Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. Free Ticket Fridays, baby. It's underway. Text in the word PARK, P-A-R-K, and good luck. As we said, Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor, is here. Good morning, Mr. Schaefer. How goes it?
Good morning, Jane. Good morning, Greg. So wonderful to join you here. I've been having such a good time following your travels this week.
Have you? It's been such a great trip, Dan. It really has. We have met the nicest people. Seriously, everyone has been nothing but accommodating and delightful. And our colleagues in Park Falls, we went out on a pontoon boat ride last night. That was great. They actually gave the keys to Todd.
And you're all here to live and tell about it. That's the real
tonight.
Success there.
They gave him the keys for tonight. So because we had the real adults were driving last night. So tonight, we're going to take it out tonight with Todd. Maybe we won't be back on Monday. We don't know.
I was going to say Civic Media has its own pontoon boat now.
Yeah, we'll just not bring. We'll just take it with us. I think that's our plan. There's all kinds of things going on, Dan Schaefer, in Wisconsin. Where would you like to begin?
Well, let's start with the swirling news surrounding the governor right now.
There's some buzz going on there.
There's a little bit of buzz when it comes to the governor's decision. There have been reports. There have been responses there on social media. There have been all sorts of different things. But I think that certainly is if we always spend time in these end of the week segments on Friday to recombobulate on the news of the week and politics in Wisconsin. The news of the week of the politics in Wisconsin is that Tony Evers is going to make a decision, but we just don't know what it is. He's going to make a decision one way or another about what he's going to do for his third term. You all know where I stand in this. I wrote an opinion column a little over a month ago at the Recombobulation Area, making the argument that Tony Evers should not seek a third term, that he should take this moment to pass the torch to the next generation of leaders. I still don't really know which direction this is going to go. I think it seems a little bit more likely now that he would not run for a third term. But again, this is all, really speculation. But I do expect there to be some kind of a decision coming in the not too distant future. Perhaps that would be next week now. But then again, this is all, there's been the rumor mill on what's happening with Evers this week has been really off the charts.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, how much I would be comfortable saying on the radio here, or nothing, certainly nothing I can report at the Recombobulation Area or anything like that. But there's a lot of people talking and a lot of speculation, and that's certainly the topic du jour for politics in Wisconsin, that's for sure.
A lot of people are saying things about people.
Yeah, sorry for this extraordinarily vague update for what, but I think that's just we're capturing where things are right now with this conversation.
I mean, that's
right?
Part of the conversation, but the question I guess I would ask is, in your travels now with regard to your article, have you had any conversations with people that I don't want to ask if you talked to anyone within the administration, but since that article came out, there have been conversations about it. And also the other part of that question is, when we started talking about the state budget being passed, I made a mention, is this something he can run his third term on? But in that week since, and we just covered it last week as well, not everyone is happy about the budget on both sides of the aisle. Democrats and Republicans aren't thrilled with it. And I'm wondering, actually, could that budget compromise hurt a third term run because he didn't get everything they were looking for, especially K through 12 teachers?
I was going to say on the education side, yeah.
Yeah, I know you've talked to some folks on the show that are not exactly thrilled with all aspects of the budget. So is this one for him to run on? But then again, I do think voters at large do really like bipartisanship and like compromise and like the ability to get things done. And that is, a message that Evers could run on too. As a more moderate governor, I think he said as much, in a recent interview, saying that he's more of a moderate. And I think, that has largely reflected in his two terms as governor in Wisconsin. And I think, there are a lot of voters in Wisconsin who do respond to that. And you go around the state and I'm curious, you're talking to people around the state. People want to see their leaders get things done too. So I do think that would be the angle that he would take if he were to run for a third term, if he were to run, on that budget, to say, hey, it was more important to me to get things done than to, please one side of the aisle or the other. Right.
I think that's
part of it, too.
I think you make a good point, Dan, in that I think the one thing most Wisconsinites can agree on is they want things to get accomplished instead of just going back to the same spot. And it's like, well, we can't reach a deal, so everybody walks away. People are tired of that. People are tired of the inaction and the delays and the delays and the delays to, again, going back to the money that we're waiting to have released for the PFAS and all of that stuff. There's frustration there.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, the State Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim was on Rational Revolution last weekend. And I thought she had some really interesting comments on the budget. And the one, you know, kind of one line quote that I really took away from it, she said, I hope this is the last crappy budget that we have to sign. And you know, she voted for the budget. She was one of those five Democratic state senators who voted in favor of the budget and was excited about, you know, the wins that they got for local funding, for UW system, for special education, for childcare, but was recognizing that this is not the budget that really reflects the will of the people in Wisconsin. And so, you know, as the state Senate in particular really eyes flipping the chamber for 2026, the possibility of a Democratic trifecta in Wisconsin for the first time in more than 15 years, you know, maybe this is just a glimpse of what's ahead. And then you run on, hey, we're going to give you the full picture in 2026 if we have full control.
If you're just joining us, Dan Schaefer is here. He is Civic Media's political editor and also the founder of the multi-award-winning Recombobulation Area. We are talking about all the speculations swirling around Governor Evers and whether or not he will decide to run for a third term. Of course, I thought about this when you were talking about we don't know when the announcement will come. It's Friday. We know what happens frequently on Fridays. There's a late afternoon news dump. So I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but it's a possibility.
It's a possibility. As a journalist and who's worked in Wisconsin for the better part of the last 15 years here, that Friday afternoon, you just tighten up a little bit because you know news. They're waiting to drop that news on you right at 4:30 in the afternoon. Yep. You know, to mess with your weekend and try to bury that. You know,
I mean, we're used to walking out of the studio at 11 o'clock.
11:04 news.
Huge breaking news. We can't even talk about. We're like, well, thanks.
Why don't they make those announcements to coincide with our needs?
I think, you know, Jane Mantineer always says what I'm thinking, honestly.
Very that's insensitive of them.
Agreed.
There is an opinion column in the Wisconsin Examiner from Ruth Conniff where you are actually referenced, Dan, and she just talks about the money that Governor Evers has raised. According to this article, so far this year, he's raised about $757,000 with $2 million in the bank, but that compares with $5 million that he raised during the same period in 2021 before he was reelected.
Yeah, when it comes to politicians, it's always better to follow the money than to take their statements at face value, right? So
right,
I think
right, yeah.
A lot of people who are trying to read the tea leaves of what's happening for the governor, we're certainly looking at that financial reporting that was required at the end of the filing period here. And yeah, you're right. A lot of people, you know, kind of ramped up speculation about what the governor's going to do based on that report because, you know, it is behind where he was. But I think at the same time, too, I think people recognize that Wisconsin, you know, the big donors, the small donors, people who get involved with these campaigns, they know that there's going to be a lot of money to be spent in Wisconsin. That's for sure. And so people are going to be lined up to be spending in these races, regardless of what the governor does. You know, the groups like the Democratic Governors Association, who has spent a whole lot in supporting him in the past as an outside group, would certainly pick that up as well. So, but again, it is the same thing. It's just like it seems like less likely now than a week ago that the governor would be running again.
But talking about fundraising, because we've mentioned this briefly, I think in the last couple of weeks, Rebecca Bradley, who is expected to run for the open spot on the Supreme Court, she hasn't raised any money either.
Literally $0.
Right.
Yeah. And so a lot of people were looking at that. It's just like wondering if she was going to run again. She made those comments to WisPolitics right after the spring election that she was going to run for re-election. Then there was a report from some conservative talk radio talkers that saying that maybe she's reconsidering whatever it might be. So let's follow the money. Let's see where this is going. She raised nothing in this report. And at the same time, Chris Taylor, who is running for office, she raised a record sum, more than $580,000, beating Susan Crawford's record from the same filing period from a year ago. So if Rebecca Bradley is going to run again, she is running at a significant financial disadvantage. How do you raise $0 if you're in this kind of race? You could just have anything on your website to accept donations, and there's probably going to be somebody out there saying you should run again. I want to support you, whatever. But $0 tells me that I don't think she's running.
there's not much interest. Although, again, all she needs is one donor to swoop in and give her a couple million dollars. Not that that's ever happened before, but I'm just saying it's a, you know, it could. We're gonna continue our conversation with Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor. Don't forget, it is Free Ticket Friday. Text in the word PARK, P-A-R-K, via the Civic Media app. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the vast, statewide, countrywide, global, even on the mat, on the app, Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
I know you don't want to hear it, but it's almost time to go back to school. Sorry. It's Amanda with another new Wesco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And there's a school supply drive to support Outagamie County Back to School program at Funset Boulevard on Friday, July 25th, starting at 12 p.m. If you donate 5 items, you'll receive a fun card for unlimited access to the playground, laser tag, bumper cars, train, carousel, and so much more. If you want to see a full list of events, check it out by going to WGBW.FM and clicking events.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped 4 seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is, and is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, coming to you live from the lot in Hayward, Wisconsin, where the World Lumberjack Championships are going on even as we speak. We were going to enter Greg Bach into the amateur log rolling contest, but unfortunately it started at 8 and ends at 11, and so he's not going to be able to enter. We pretty much thought he was going to be a shoe, and it's very disappointing. But we will soldier on. Dan Schaefer is here, Civic Media's political editor, and also the creator of the Recombobulation Area. And just a reminder as well, Free Ticket Fridays is underway, so grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word PARK, P-A-R-K. You have until 11 o'clock to text in the word PARK, and then you're going to be in the running for a four-pack of Brewers Club-level tickets. They're really, really good seats. Mm-hmm. We've all been in them.
Oh, yeah.
And these tickets are for Monday, July 28th, when the Crew hosts Chicago. So text in the word PARK right now, P-A-R-K. You have until 11 o'clock. I love watching the names come in and where everybody is texting from. Matt from Germantown. Jesse in Dane County. We got Don in Waukesha. Kimberly in Wauwatosa. And this makes me really happy. Logan from Hayward, who actually stopped by this morning on his way to work because he heard us on Pat Kreitlow's show and said, I had to come by and meet my civic media people. So thank you so much, Logan. It was lovely to meet you. And good luck. You can be entered into this contest just like Logan. Just text in the word park, P-A-R-K.
Be like Logan.
Be like Logan.
There you
exactly.
go. There you are. We're back with Dan Schaefer, who is Civic Media's political editor, as well as founder of the multi-award-winning Recombobulation Area. And Dan, you posted a new article about the push for congressional redistricting maps. Tell us about that story.
So I got to correct you a little bit here. I'm working on a story on redistricting about a new effort for independent redistricting for how Wisconsin draws maps. And so this is stepping back from the kind of the partisan politics of it all and a new effort from a lot of pro-democracy groups, a lot of volunteers, a lot of people who care very passionately about fairness and democracy are starting a new effort for independent redistricting in Wisconsin. And you'll see that story online at the Recombobulation Area later today, so go subscribe. And so they're basically, what's happening is that, you know, last year, February 19th, 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps into law. But that was a momentous day for Wisconsin. We finally were out from under one of the most egregious partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. Led to a lot of change in the makeup of the state legislature after the last election. But that was only a short-term solution. Those maps are only on the books through the rest of the decade here, and we will reach another point where there will be a redistricting process in Wisconsin after the 2030 census. And what this group is looking to do is to offer a proposal for an independent redistricting commission to oversee that process for the long term in Wisconsin and really move the decision making for who draws the maps away from the lawmakers who would run on those very maps. So it is a very compelling proposal. There has been a lot of work put into it, and they have made it so that it is not part of party politics. They are not working with Democrats on this. They are not working with Republicans. They are putting this together as, you know, a bunch of pro-democracy organizations and volunteers and trying to find the Wisconsin model of what's going to be best for redistricting in the state.
That makes perfect sense to me. And the only reason I can see why anyone would be against this is because they have a vested interest in this not changing or how this is going to change. I've always thought that people who are not involved on either side we need an outside nonpartisan person to decide these lines, right? I don't know why that seems like we would never do that. Why wouldn't you do that? Again, unless you're going in with some vested interest in this.
And I think that's the caution, that's the fear that a lot of these groups are looking at. And they say, you know, gerrymandering is a bipartisan disease. It is not just Democrats, not just Republicans.
And that's true.
Obviously,
right.
In Wisconsin, Republicans gerrymandered the state more than Democrats did when they had the opportunity after they won the trifecta in 2010. But you never know. I mean, Democrats could have a trifecta in 2030, and we don't want Democrats to draw maps in their favor either. We want maps that are drawn to reflect Wisconsin. So I think that is a big part of what this effort is. It would have a number of paid commissioners who would be on this, who would determine. There would be members of Republican aligned members of this commission, Democratic aligned members of this commission, and then a group of just kind of like independent or third party aligned members of it as well. So really trying to make it so that it really reflects Wisconsin in a lot of ways, the diversity of the state, the geographic diversity, the demographic diversity, whatever way you want to look at, to truly, really try to make this, they've taken expert consultants and reports and analysis to try to really hone this idea. And now what's happening now is it's being, you know, kind of coming out of the behind the scenes crafting the project type of phase to really presenting it to the public. And they want to get feedback and they want to continue to improve this before it is presented to the legislature and hopefully with bipartisan support eventually as well. So there are community hearings coming up on this, and this is going to be a really interesting effort to follow, I think.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor, the creator of the multi-award-winning Recombobulation Area. I really appreciate your time. We will check in with you next week.
Thanks so much for having me. Enjoy the rest of the trip.
We will.
Thank you, buddy.
Absolutely. We got news coming up next, and then we're going to talk to a Hayward business owner about life here in Hayward, Wisconsin. We are live from the lot. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Los Angeles police saying that a driver intentionally rammed into a crowd outside a popular club in East Hollywood early this morning. 30 people injured, 20 hospitalized. ABC's Melissa Adan at the scene.
What we've learned about that driver was that essentially he, when he crashed in, the group of people, bystanders, took him out of that car, started attacking him, and then that driver suffered a gunshot wound. So someone took out a gun on him.
The driver facing a charge of assault with a deadly weapon. Meanwhile, authorities are looking for the shooter. Flooding or dangerous heat along with severe storms targeting the Midwest and Northeast into the evening today. President Trump suing the Wall Street Journal for defamation, filing a $10 billion lawsuit over a letter the paper says Trump allegedly sent to Jeffrey Epstein for his 50th birthday. The Justice Department is also asking a federal judge to release grand jury transcripts in Epstein's case. This is ABC News.
The Brewers shut out the Dodgers.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 2-0 shutout of the Dodgers last night in Los Angeles. William Contreras behind the plate. 23-year-old right-hander Quinn Priester on the mound kept the Dodgers batters guessing just how good of a performance manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, he was as good as I've seen him. You know what I mean? And we were going to take him out for Ohtani. And I just felt like he deserved it. He's got 6 innings of shutout going, and I felt like he deserved it, and he would grow a lot from doing this.
Right fielder Sal Frelick is on the 10-day injury list with a grade 1 strained left hamstring. Isaac Collins filled in, got on base in the 5th, and scored the Brewers' first run on a double by Caleb Durbin. Then in the 7th, Durbin, with a solo shot to deep center, sailed over the wall at 410 feet to make it 2-0 Milwaukee. The Brewers have now won 8 in a row. Game 2 against the Dodgers coming up tonight with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, the Kiss Cam couple is still reeling from the traumatic outing at a Coldplay concert last week. According to TMZ, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin is mortified that the couple were exposed thanks to him. Astronomer CEO Andy Byron was seen canoodling with the head of his HR department, Kristen Cabot. They probably figured it was safe going into a crowd of 65,000 people to check out Coldplay. Coldplay's record-breaking Music of the Spheres tour that actually started back in 2022, when Byron and Cabot were probably still just flirting. Many think Byron will resign or be forced out of his position, and as for Cabot, if she remains in HR, she'll have to get used to people laughing when they're called into her office to be scolded. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, isolated storms, lows within a few degrees of 60. Could be a little hazy from smoke tomorrow, otherwise mostly sunny, high upper 70s. Nice day Monday, mostly sunny and a high around 80. Storm chances Tuesday, Wednesday. Currently at 75 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I welcome director-producer John Roach and Max Inc. Radio's Rocker joins me in studio for some Atwood Fest chat. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach coming to you live from Hayward, Wisconsin. We are broadcasting from the lot, which is right in downtown Hayward. If you're in the area, we would love to meet you. Stop on by. We have fresh coffee. We have Kringle. We have lemon cake.
Loaf. Lemon thing. Loaf.
Yes, which is also getting big, high reviews. Stop by and see us. We are going to be here until 11 o'clock. Todd Alba taking over then this afternoon from 2 until 4 o'clock. All kinds of things going on in the Hayward area. We have, obviously, the Lumberjack Championships are underway this weekend. Also starting today is the Earth Homecoming Celebration in Powwow,
yes,
which is happening at the Round Lake School, on Round Lake School Road here in Hayward. That starts today, so all kinds of things going on in the North Woods. We're very excited to be joined right now by our next guest. She is the owner of River and Rains, which, if you can see over my shoulder here, is right next to our station here in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin, WBZH. Jennifer Pettit is here. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about River and Rains. What is it that you do at your shop?
Sure. So River and Rain is a wellness boutique and rock shop. Wellness to me is the complete integration of body, mind, and spirit. So I wanted to open a shop that offers products that align with each of these aspects of wellness. So at River and Rain, you'll find wellness products, natural bath and body products, skincare products that are healing, nourishing without all of the toxins.
There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of junk in things, yeah, like lotions and soaps that people aren't aware of.
There really is. And so we also offer a great selection of books and journals designed to empower, uplift, and inspire creativity, help you meet your goals. We have a great spiritual section that is thoughtfully curated. We carry women's clothing, earthy decor, all to complement your personal style and space. So the shop is designed to provide a relaxing shopping experience with abundant nature-inspired vibes, because I believe that nature truly helps calm and soothe our souls.
Nature is healing.
It is. So, and I think that's why so many of us choose to live here, and why that this area is such a popular tourist destination.
Sure.
There's just something about connecting with nature that enhances our overall wellness. So when you walk into River and Rain, you'll immediately feel a sense of peace, calm, and connection to the earth through the thoughtfully selected products that I choose to carry. And then we have a huge crystal section. So People love them for their stunning beauty. They truly are nature's artwork, and for the incredible energy that they emit. I personally connect with sources, tour warehouses, and hand-pick unique high-quality crystals
for
your home.
How interesting. That's really interesting.
Yeah. So they're truly beautiful, and we have so many products that will just enhance your overall wellness. It's a unique shopping experience to the area for sure, and I just encourage everyone who lives in Hayward or visits Hayward to stop on by and say hi.
Absolutely. We're going to stop by after we get off the air.
Absolutely.
And check it out, because, again, I think there are so many things in the products we put directly on our skin.
Yes.
That we don't think about all of the additives and all of the stuff, yes, that goes in it. So where do you source a lot of your stuff from that you carry, like your soaps and your lotions?
Small batch businesses. So it's, you know, not mass produced, because when you're getting high quality skincare, you know, a lot of these smaller businesses are kind of, they have less workers. They're,
sure,
you know, doing it on their own. So small batch companies.
That's fantastic. What a great way to support small business in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And being here in Hayward, I mean, like what you're saying is nature is healing. Nature is part of, like, it just, I mean, we're out in the lodge we're staying at is just beautiful, and there's a sense of calm. And I imagine that that's part of bringing people here to visit your shop and the area here is to get away from, quote unquote, all of it.
Absolutely.
Well, how long has River and Rain's been open here in Hayward?
So we are in our third summer. Yep.
And you are a native of Hayward.
I am. I grew up in Winter, Wisconsin, which is just 45 minutes away, but I moved here during my freshman year, and, you know, I've lived other places in my life, the cities, and something about Hayward just always draws me back.
That's wonderful.
The lakes, the sunsets, the woods, the water.
Boy, if you're looking for water, it's practically everywhere you look up here, which is one of the wonderful resources that we have.
Yeah, I'm rooted here now. I won't be leaving.
Just try and get her out of here.
That's right.
Just try. Jennifer Pettit is our guest. She is the owner of River and Rains, which is located here in downtown Hayward, right next to our studio at WBZH. When folks come into your shop, and we, one of the things we kick around all the time is when people get too into politics and too wound up, it's like, just go touch grass. Would you just go outside?
Go ground yourself.
Go ground yourself. Yes. Exactly. Because as you said, there is something inherently healing about being in nature and getting away from our computers and getting away from our phones.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's something that, you know, I live in a suburban area. I lived in cities, and that's basically been my upbringing. I've not lived in these areas ever. And coming here this week, seeing Hayward, seeing Butternut, seeing Park Falls, all these areas, and the beautiful, everything that's beautiful out here, and the people are wonderful. What do you want? And I'm speaking actually for the people in Wisconsin, because it's easy to talk about, oh, New York, LA, Chicago, but like even people from Milwaukee, Madison, what do you want them to know about these areas of Wisconsin that makes them come here, visit, spend their dollars, but also spend their time?
That is just an incredibly beautiful area, and the people here are kind and humble. We are always grateful for every dollar that the tourists, you know, bring in. It's how we survive here. And we cater to them. We cater to that. And then they're just getting to experience a true Northwoods vacation. And I think everybody needs that on their bucket list.
Well, and I think what you have is such an unusual, again, you're a very niche kind of thing, but I would think every community, everybody needs a shop like that, like yours, where it's calm, the energy is healing, there's things in there to, again, bring you some peace, bring you some inner peace.
And is there anything that right now you're, you know, anything in the store that you're really enjoying, you want people to check out, whether it's Crystal, whether it's a skincare product, something. What is the thing right now that's really getting you excited?
I love every aspect of my shop. I think that the tourists flock to the Crystals.
Yeah.
They love them. You have the side that just loves them for their beauty,
for
their true
aesthetic.
Works
yeah.
of art from the earth. And then you have people that love them for like their energies that people believe they give off. So there's two aspects of the crystal world, and that's so amazing to see. And like I said, we're not just your average rock shop. I really take a lot of time to tour warehouses, handpick them for their unique forms, the way they're cut, their quality.
I want to go along with you.
Yeah,
and but I mean,
fun.
I would admit that must take, you could take hours going
yeah.
through that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Todd, did you have a question?
So I've been up here a couple of times for the Birkebeiner, mm-hmm. and so I've stopped in and bought some sage.
Nice.
Is it Linwood? Is it the wood that burns, little sticks of wood?
Palo Santo.
That's it, Palo Santo, sorry. And I find it like just to go out on my deck and just burn a little bit of that mm-hmm. with a candle after a long day, and it just really chills me out. So I find that it enhances the nature, the natural part, with a little bit of burning of sage, whatnot. Can you just tell us?
It's a great self-care ritual for
right?
sure.
Right? Exactly. Yes. Can you tell us? So what? Well, I'm curious about what led you to this?
Yep.
Because I think a lot of people are like, oh, I'm going to go to college. I'm going to go to tech school. I'm going to go to whatever.
Sure.
Like, how did you get into this?
I did go to college, and I was a counselor for a lot of years. So one huge part of healing yourself is taking that time for self-care. Getting to know every aspect of wellness, like I said, mind, body, soul. Going to therapy is amazing. Yes, do that. I encourage everybody to do that. But then I needed or wanted to give the area a shop to like purchase things that help you along with all these different aspects of your healing journey, because it's not just
one pick.
Therapy.
It's not one
it's
piece.
Not just
yeah.
one piece.
Was it
of the
like
puzzle.
It wasn't? I'm not trying to. You don't have to delve into your personal life.
Yeah.
Did you have an event in your life, or was it? What did you go to a crystal convention or some sort of wellness convention? What is it that connected you? Like, that's it. That's my thing that I want to do.
Oh, I've loved nature since I was a little girl. I've loved crystals since I was a little girl. I've loved just kind of that more holistic lifestyle since I was a little girl. So, I mean, I've just kind of always been into these things, you know, the more natural ways of life and things like that.
Well, and it sounds like a natural progression as well to take your counseling. Obviously, you're a caring person and you're concerned about people's well-being and their inner well-being, and you've kind of all wrapped it all into one little one-stop shop.
That was the goal.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So what, like, for a person like I said, I'm not super. I bought the sage. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. And the Palo Santo. Say it again. I'm sorry.
Palo Santo.
That's
what she said.
Thank you.
The
exactly.
thing she said.
So somebody that like is might be, because we're a statewide show. Maybe they don't have a River and Rain next to them, but there are similar shops. Or if they're going to visit Hayward, where does someone start? Is it just a candle? Is it a lotion? Is it like where? What would you recommend to someone who like, what is this about? And like, where do I begin?
Yeah. So, I mean, you could take small steps to change any portion of your life, right? So if you wanted to start with just a non-toxic candle, that's a good start.
Right.
For people who don't really know about the crystals, I would just suggest like clear quartz. It's considered the master crystal, right? Amplifies the energy of other crystals.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Clear, it's, you know, promote positive energy, clears away negative energy, et cetera. But yeah, for sure.
If I buy sage, will this take care of past relationships? Can I like burn sage for like a guy I dated like 40 years ago? Oh, I'm just curious. And I'll just wave it around. I'll be in after the show. I got some old vibes.
Crystals for everyone.
I got some old vibes I need to get rid of. Jennifer Pettit is the owner of River and Rains here in Hayward. If you're in the area, stop by and check it out. Jennifer, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so
much. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Up on Mackinac, on the pretty little island in the morning fog. We bought a t-shirt, it's gonna fade away. We got Bob Marley on the radio, three little birds.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Wisconsin Elections Commission issued a highly critical report of the City of Madison's former clerk after investigating how 193 mail-in ballots were left uncounted after the 2024 general election. The clerk was suspended by the city, then subsequently resigned. November 12th, a staff member alerted City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell that a sealed ballot courier bag had been found, but Witzel Bell allegedly gave the staff no instructions to open or otherwise investigate, did not alert state or county officials, and went on vacation the next day. Just before Thanksgiving, unaware that an unopened bag had been found, an elections inspector reported a discrepancy in wards 56 and 65. December 2nd, inspectors found another unopened courier bag containing 125 uncounted ballots. The 400-page report found several leadership and procedural failures. It concluded, quote, rather than acknowledge these significant errors, the city clerk and her staff either ignored the issue or willfully refused to inform the necessary parties and seek assistance. These actions resulted in nearly 200 lawful voters' votes going uncounted, an unconscionable result, unquote. The report orders the City of Madison to complete several procedural reforms before the next statewide election in February 2026. We've linked to the full report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach live from the lot in Hayward, Wisconsin. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Don't forget, Free Ticket Fridays is underway right now. So grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word PARK. P-A-R-K. Text in the word PARK until 11 o'clock, and you're in the running for a four-pack of club-level tickets when the crew hosts Chicago on Monday, July 28th. You got until 11 o'clock, like I said, so text in the word PARK, P-A-R-K, and you are in the running for those tickets, just like Tim from Watertown and Charles in Milwaukee and Ann in Watertown and Stu in Jefferson and so many, many more. Keep them coming in. Tom Hartman will have a new word for you from 11 to 2. Todd Alba then with from 2 to 4. He will be out here in Hayward as well, right where we are here at the lot. So if you're in the area, stop by. And then Maggie Dawn will have another word for you to text in between 4 and 6 p.m. But right now, till 11, the word is PARK. We are joined by our colleague here at Civic Media with WBZH. Mark is here. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you.
How is it going at WBZH?
It's been a good challenge because I came from public radio that was owned by the tribe here. They had a public radio. They still have a public radio station. I was the engineer there, and I did morning shows every once in a while with them. And it's a little more laid back.
Right.
And non-commercial.
Right.
So when you get into a commercial radio station that's owned by a company in Madison, and they have 23-plus other stations, it's a lot to think about.
Well, it's a little more regimented. It's probably a little more, than public broadcasting.
Yep.
What's been the response like here in Hayward?
Pretty good. The only response I really see is when we do our text to win contests, and I see all these people texting.
Isn't it exciting?
It's like, oh, there's people out there. Yes.
But it's so exciting to see them coming in, and I love to see where everybody is listening.
Right.
This is how we get ideas for road trips.
Absolutely. That's how we went to Butternut. We saw it come through on the text line. We're like, there's a Butternut, Wisconsin?
And I lived here almost all my life, and I had never heard of it. That's how it kind of got on our list.
Yep, yeah. On the map. And now we're taking, because we referred to it lovingly as Jane's favorite places that she's never been to. It. Last year it was Amory.
Yeah.
This year it's Butternut. So we're going to start taking nominations for next year. Okay. And I've thrown Wanderoos on there because I just love the fact that there's a place called Wanderoos.
Well, there's not a lot of logic behind our choices.
No,
it's
not
just
at all.
Like, I like how that place sounds. Let's go there.
Yeah, so it's been a pretty fun experience. Again, the station has been kind of dormant for like 10 years.
Long time.
Even the building out here that everybody knows, that's a landmark as you come into Hayward on Highway 63, that building's been there for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the past 10 years, it's been empty. Grass is growing up. It's getting overgrown. Nobody sees anybody. So they kind of thought, where are the people in the station? And that's what Civic Media did. They came in and gave it a new birth.
Yeah.
And so it's been, trying to get... Since we didn't really have an audience because there was nobody on the station.
For a decade.
It was a jukebox station, we called it. And it just kind of went on by its own with no personality. Well, now they brought on somebody with personality. And one of the things that I think people in Hayward know me for is tropical shirts. I wear tropical shirts year-round. That's all I have. If I have to go to a funeral or a wedding, I wear my tropical shirts. And I have four different colors and about five different shirts of each color. So I'm not wearing the same shirt every day.
Well, that would be ridiculous.
Yes. Well,
that would be ridiculous, Mark. Let's not be ridiculous here.
Not that anybody would notice. But so anyways, they hired somebody with character already coming in. And I already had a following from the other station that I was at, and some people followed over, but, it's been kind of fun.
That's wonderful. And I thank you, Mark, for mentioning that's kind of Civic Media's whole goal is to go into communities that have been radio deserts for a long time and properties that had been there for 40 or 50 years, and for whatever reason, the owners at that time decided not to stick with it.
Yeah.
So Civic Media is coming in and bringing back local hometown radio. It's a big part of our mission.
Yeah, and it's as I've been watching the company grow and acquire other stations, it's like, wow, in Ely, Minnesota, that station was dead. Mm-hmm. And they brought it back to life.
Right.
You know, and it's just been amazing to see what they've been doing with their mission.
But that is wonderful, and something we've learned down the road here talking to the folks in Oshkosh, Butternut, Hayward, Park Falls, is that while Civic Media is a network company, we cannot do it without the local people, the local coverage, the local businesses.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this past few months, it's been Butternut. Oh, Butternut sounds so nice. But now we meet people in Butternut. We meet business owners and people who work in the diner, and we know about them, and we know how important these stations are to them to get the information they need. So talking to you, talking to Darla, Big G, talking to Kelly at the Fanatical Fish Gallery, that is what makes Civic Media march forward, is that, you know, network overall thing, but the local coverage is how we do what we're doing. And without you, it's impossible.
It is impossible.
Yeah. And that's what I was all about when I was at the public radio station. I interviewed all of the local government officials, civic leaders, nonprofits, and I already had that group of people in my, you know, on my phone and ready to call. And then when I came to Civic Media, I thought, I just got to restart and bring
easy
them
fit.
Over here.
Yeah, you know? Easy fit. That's fantastic. Mark Lundeen with WBZH here in Hayward, Wisconsin. Thank you so much, Mark. Really appreciate
it. You bet.
We got news coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air, texting the word park.
That's
A-R-K.
Right.
Coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be back.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A driver plowing into a crowd outside a Los Angeles nightclub early this morning. LAPD sources telling ABC News the driver, who injured at least 30 people, will be arrested for assault with a deadly weapon. The crowd including clubgoers, valet attendants, and food vendors from a nearby taco stand. Captain Adam Vangerpan with the Los Angeles Fire Department.
The valet podium was taken out, the taco truck was taken out, and then a large number of people were impacted by the vehicle.
Police say bystanders in the crowd dragged the driver out of the car, and then someone shot the suspect. Police are looking for that shooter. President Trump going after the Wall Street Journal, suing the paper for $10 billion after its report alleging Trump wrote a letter to Jeffrey Epstein for Epstein's 50th birthday in 2003. The tech company Astronomer says its CEOs resigned after that viral kiss cam moment with a person alleged to be the company's HR head at a Coldplay concert. This is ABC News. Detective.